107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's 621. Brock Hunter.
Hey,
what's up, you ace? Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your rock, or no, your sports. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm all amped up for my rock news, and I guess we'll deal with your sports right now. Yippee. Huh.
Okay.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do we got in your sort of sports?
Last week, the governor of Georgia lifted the statewide shelter-in-place order in hopes of giving the state's economy a boost, and people responded by getting in line to buy the newest Air Jordans.
Oh, nice.
Which sold out online.
Gotta have my Jordans, baby.
They sold out online, so the governor's like, all right, what's what we're going to do? We're going to let it go for like a day. You guys get in line, get your damn shoes, and then we're going to go back home. Now, customers stood in long lines hoping to get a pair of the new Jordan 5s, fire red, because as we all know, we got to have the shoes. We have to. Michael Jordan's on TV right now. We got to have the shoes, which is crazy because in the last episode, we found out that, damn, Nike was Jordan's last choice until they pitched him, which was wild. So watch that episode when you guys get a chance.
Oh, that's right. We didn't watch that yesterday.
Dude, he was, what was it, Adidas. He wanted to be Adidas. Like,
no
full
kid.
Blown. Like, that's exactly, he wanted Adidas, and Adidas was like, Michael Jordan, get out of here. He ain't going to be worth nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look at him now.
You're
he's
fired.
Got his own.
See you later.
Yeah. Who made that decision over at Adidas?
He's not there anymore, I tell you that much. So.
Oh, man. All right, moving on. I feel bad for Adidas. Oh, poor Adidas. Look at you. Anyway, moving on. NFL. The NFL's moving forward with plans for a full 17-week season. But they announced that all 2020 games will be in the U.S., no games in England, no games in Mexico, even though it's Cinco de Mayo today. I'm sorry, Mexico. You ain't going to get no football games over there. So far, man. Hey, real quick before I move on, I was on the phone last night with my buddy, Zool, if you're listening. For God's sakes, this is hilarious. So I'm watching ESPN last night, and I'm right away I see what's on TV, and I'm like, dude, Zool, I totally forgot. Turn on ESPN right now. He turns it on, and it was Green Bay and Seattle Seahawks, and they were playing a game from 2012, full game. Basically, full announcers, full game, full commercials. Like, it looked like Monday Night Football was on last night.
No,
and I'm
kidding.
Like, yeah. I was like, dude. I was like, Zool, this is the game we've been talking about for a while. They let one game be played so far this year, and they see how the stadium's packed. They had to test everybody in the stadium, dude. I had them going for like a half an hour.
Oh, you were. Oh, that's hilarious.
And he was all excited. He's like, how did I not hear about this? So he is like, he got to like halftime, dude, until he texted me. He's like, dude, what the hell? He's like, there's a guy on this team that died a few years ago. But that's how I figured it out. I was dying laughing last night so
You're
hard.
A terrible friend. You
dude, he was so excited. Yes. He's like, I have no idea how the stadium is packed, but I don't care.
They made it work.
Football's on.
I wish you would have recorded that because that's epic.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed when he found out.
Zool is the best one to do that to. Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Moving on real quick. If you like baseball, if you love baseball, then you're in luck. Korean Baseball Organization beginning its season today, and it's televised on ESPN. So if you like baseball, Korean baseball, full-blown, and it's real, it's live. Here we go. Same thing with MMA. MMA, if it all goes according to plan, there will be UFC fights this Saturday, May 9th. 12 fights are scheduled at an arena in downtown Jacksonville with no fans. If it happens, it'll be the first real live sporting event in the United States since the coronavirus widespread, besides last night's Green Bay game.
Nice. Besides the Green Bay game, of course. Yes, exactly. All right. Very good. That's your sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. Everything that rocks.
Hey there. Good morning. 7:26. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
We're going to check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time for your sports. in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't blow it, Hunter.
Damn right.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do you got for us?
Kind of sad news this morning. A little sad news. Hall of Fame head coach Don Shula died Monday at the age of 90. The Miami Dolphins have announced. This is what the Miami Dolphins said on their Twitter page. Don Shula was the patriarch of the Miami Dolphins for 50 years. He brought the winning edge to our franchise and put the Dolphins and the city of Miami in the national sports scene. Our deepest thoughts and prayers go out to Mary Ann along with his children, Dave, Donna, Sharon, Ann, and Mike. Commissioner Roger Goodell praised Shula's legacy and his contribution to football. This is what Roger Goodell says. Don Shula will always be remembered as one of the greatest coaches and contributors in the history of our game. He made an extraordinary positive impact on so many lives. The winningest football coach in NFL history and one of and the only one to lead a team to a perfect season. Don Shula lived an unparalleled football life. So T's and P's, thoughts and prayers go out to Don Shula.
He was a hell of a coach. Had 6 Super Bowls, 2 wins. He had that 17-0 season, which I think he's the only coach to have that.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that, but yeah, hell of a coach. So 90 years old and definitely will be missed.
Saw a few interviews with Don yesterday, and you could just tell. Like, I would like that guy to be my coach.
Yeah.
Just seemed like a great guy. Just, you could tell he was smart. He knew what he was. It's just, he had a direction. He went for it, and look what he did.
Yeah.
His legacy stands. So, moving on, more NFL news. The NFL is moving forward with plans for a full 17-week season. But they announced that all 2020 games will be in the U.S. No games in England. No games in Mexico. Even though it's Cinco de Mayo, you ain't getting no football games. Sorry. We're keeping those. And we're going to take Cinco de Mayo as well. Baseball news. If you love baseball, then you're in luck. Korean baseball organization is beginning its season today and is televised on ESPN. So check that out. And moving on to MMA, you might have some of that going on. If all goes according to plan. There will be real UFC fights this Saturday, May 9th. I love how they, like, it's going to be real. Because I was watching football last night. It was Green Bay and Seahawks, which I tricked my buddy it was live. But, I looked at my wife, and I'm like, you can turn it to Lifetime if you want. This isn't real. That's what I said. I'm like, it's not real.
I mean,
she's like, what?
Real.
What do you mean it's not real? Is it a video game?
I'm
like,
it's not real.
It's not real. It was already played. I already know what's going to happen.
It's made up. This is made up stuff. It's ridiculous.
Fake football. So we're going to have real fighting this weekend, possibly. 12 fights are scheduled at an arena downtown Jacksonville. No fans. If it happens, it'll be the first real live sporting event in the United States since the virus caused a widespread shutdown. So
All right. Oh, good. Well, some interesting news coming out of there. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.